DeAndre Hopkins lands first coaching gig at Georgia Tech. Wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins appears to be getting a head start on the next chapter of his career. Hopkins was hired as an assistant wide receivers coach at Georgia Tech. The 13-year veteran is a free agent, but has not yet made an official retirement announcement. He briefly served in a coaching role with the New England Patriots at the beginning of training camp. DeAndre is one of the greatest receivers of all time, Georgia Tech head coach Brent Key said in an announcement on the Georgia Tech football website, adding that he has exceptional knowledge of what they are doing on offense due to his long relationship with George Godsey and strong familiarity with the ACC, but most importantly, he's a leader of men that I'm very excited for our players to be around, on and off the field. Hopkins and Godsey go all the way back to his second season in the NFL. Godsey served as quarterback's coach of the Houston Texans in 2014 and offensive coordinator from 2015 to 2016, while Hopkins was playing there. Georgia Tech does not have an extensive history of developing NFL talent, but two of its receivers have left a lasting mark on the league. Calvin Johnson was drafted second overall by the Detroit Lions in the 2007 NFL Draft. He went on to become a six-time Pro Bowler, a four-time All-Pro, a two-time receiving yards leader, including setting the NFL single-season record with 1,964 yards in 2012. He led the league in receptions in 2012 as well with 122, and in touchdowns in 2008 with 12. He was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2018 and the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2021. The late Demaryius Thomas was drafted 22nd overall by the Denver Broncos in 2010. He was a five-time Pro Bowler and two-time second-team All-Pro. He owns more than a dozen Broncos franchise records and helped them to a victory in Super Bowl 50. He is a member of the Broncos Ring of Fame. Hopkins played his college ball at Georgia Tech's ACC rival Clemson. He was drafted by the Texans with the 27th overall pick in the 2013 NFL Draft. In his rookie season, he caught 52 passes for 802 yards and two touchdowns. He broke out in 2014 under Godsey with 76 catches for 1,210 yards and 6 TDs. He had a true breakout season in year 3, catching 111 passes for 1,521 yards and 11 scores. He had a down season in 2016 with 78 receptions for 954 yards and 4 TDs. But he returned to form the following year, with 96 catches for 1,378 yards. He led the league in receiving touchdowns with 13. He had career highs in catches and yards in 2018, with 115 for 1,572 and 11 TDs. He had 104 catches for 1,165 yards and 7 scores. Hopkins was traded to the Arizona Cardinals in 2020. In his first season in the desert, he matched his career high in receptions, with 1,407 yards and 6 touchdowns. But injuries cut his next two seasons short. He played in just 10 games in 2021, with 42 catches for 572 yards and 8 TDs, and just 9 games in 2022, with 64 catches for 717 yards and 3 scores. He spent 2023 with the Tennessee Titans and played a full season, catching the ball 75 times for 1,057 yards and 7 TDs. He played in 6 games with the Titans in 2024 before being traded to the Kansas City Chiefs mid-season. Between the two teams, he caught 56 passes for 610 yards and 5 TDs. In 2025, he signed with the Baltimore Ravens. He appeared in all 17 games but as a rotational piece. He caught 22 passes for 330 yards and 2 touchdowns. Hopkins got his start last week when he worked with the New England Patriots. DeAndre Hopkins is here with us, just to kind of check things out as far as what he wants to do, as far as coaching, and you'll see him on the field, head coach Mike Vrabel said on July 24. Hopkins played for Vrabel with the Titans in 2023. He was no longer with the team as of Thursday.